There's something that I want to talk to the young people about this morning. Look, there's been plenty in the media over the past week about young girls, high school girls, getting caught up in these nude photo scandals. Mm. We had the front page of the Bulletin last week, you know, girls from Kirwan Senior High School, Ryan Catholic College having their photos caught up in this online web ring. Yesterday, news broke down in Currumbin on the Gold Coast that 20 students have been suspended for sending these nude photos to each other. And some of the girls are as young as just 14. And, you know, this is an issue that for quite a while it's been in the media, but I think more than ever, the fact that it's happening in our community and our state, it's just highlighted the seriousness even more, I guess. And I know that we like to try and keep the show feel good and we give everyone a laugh, but every now and again, I think something raises its head and I feel like, Lakey, we have this platform and it would be remiss of us to not address it. So that's what I want to say. I just want to throw my two cents in about this. I guess from the perspective of like a 30-year-old woman, so girls and guys too, because, you know, guys are involved in this as well. Yeah, if you're in definitely. The car with your mums and your dads on the way to school, I'm talking to you now. Please rethink your decision to send these nude photos. And I'll tell you a couple of reasons why, because I think maybe coming from this perspective, it's a bit different than your mum or an authority figure or the paper or whatever. Once you send those photos, you are never getting them back. Whether it's to a guy, to your friend, even Snapchat, you know, where you think that the image is gone, it's not. There are hackers all over the world doing nasty things out there. And in this day and age, it's not unlikely to think that these hackers can intercept transmissions like Snapchat photos. And you could potentially end up with on one of these websites and you wouldn't even know it. And think of that like for anything you put online, like Instagram, Facebook, anything. Think of it sort of like, would I be happy if this photo ended up on the front page of the newspaper? For any photo. Like, if that's not ideal, like for employers, you know, you're drinking, whatever, there's your answer. And even celebrities, you know, they put up a tweet, they've stuffed it, they take it down. But in the meantime, someone has screenshotted it and you've got no longer any control of where that ends up. And additionally, I know that most young people are sending these photos to someone they like or they're going out with, but seriously, do you think they're not going to show anybody? It's like, you know, it's like in high school when your friend says, oh, don't tell anybody, but blah, blah, blah. Like, people just tell. It just happens. You can't trust people. In high school and, you know, in your early 20s, relationships are so volatile. You have blow-ups with your friends all the time over stupid rubbish. You're going out with someone one minute, you're broken up the next. You might be in a good place when you send a photo like that, but there is nothing to say that in 2 weeks you haven't had something go down and suddenly this photo is still in their possession and they can do anything with it, you know, show people, post it, use it as blackmail over you, just anything. And finally, I know it seems like an obvious point that gets brought up, but in all honesty, your body is something to be proud of, but it's personal, it's yours, and you deserve more than just having someone ogle it like it's nothing in one of these pictures. And it doesn't guarantee you anything. It doesn't guarantee you, you know, a guy to like you more or anyone to think you're cooler. It just means that they've seen the lot, basically, and now they're going to go and look for that from someone else. There's no mystery. There's no allure. So I guess what I'm saying is, young guys and girls, I know it really doesn't seem like a big deal when you're just flicking off this quick photo, but please rethink it if you can, because the 30-year-old that you'll become will want to look back and just wish that you hadn't had these photos end up in the wrong hands. So you're worth more than that. You've got your reputation to think about. You don't want that tainted for something as fleeting as a Snapchat. So as Beyonce says, keep your head, your heels and your standards high.
There we go. Yeah, good one. Yeah, it's a serious point. It is. And I mean that it's, you know, stereotypically it's girls sending these to guys, but guys also have a responsibility for that as well. And I'm not going to lecture, you know, kids out there that I don't know and I don't know their situations or whatever. But if I could tell as a 26-year-old now, if I could tell like my 15-year-old self something now, I would just say, never underestimate the seductive power of a decent gentleman. One of these days, maturity hits, and something to think about. Good on.
Thought we just needed to address it. So if that helps one person, like rethink a decision to send the photo, then we've done our job.